1 second as we officially kick off our Hamptons Happening, our 13th annual. First and foremost, I want to welcome everybody tonight. Thank you all for being here. Give yourselves a nice round of applause to help kick this thing off. Let's turn the volume a little bit. So the rest of the Hamptons knows where the real event is tonight, right here in Bridgehampton. You got it, right here. So thank you all for being here tonight. My name is Chris Radke from CBS News. This is my 6th year of involvement with Dr. Waxman and his great crew for the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation. One of the smartest, most brilliant men I know, and it's such an honor to share the stage with him each and every year here. We want to thank you for taking a few moments out of your busy summer schedule to be here with us tonight. We have a dynamite evening. We'll switch things up a little bit. We have got some great musical acts. Grammy nominated Rufus Wainwright is here. Sophie Mead is here! We've got some great auction items. Lucas Hunt's gonna take over the auction for us midstream here. Gonna really raise some great funds because that is why we're here, to continue raising money. The Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation was founded back in 1976, and in that time, they have raised close to $100 million. $100 million. Collaboration, obviously, first and foremost, with Dr. Waxman and over 200 doctors worldwide who are doing some amazing, amazing things with cancer research. First and foremost, as I have everyone's attention right now, just so you know, we cannot do it without your help. And that's why you're here tonight, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being here for that. Quick show of hands. How many of you have been touched by cancer? Not you personally, but someone you know, a friend, a relative. Look around the room right now. See how many people have been touched by cancer. This is not going away unless we continue to do what we are here tonight for, that is to raise money for additional research, for additional funds, to get additional cures out there. I can say this, by the grace of God, I have not been affected by cancer. I pray my wife, my child never have to go through it, but I will say this, God forbid if it ever does happen, this is the man I'm gonna call right here, and this is the man people should have on speed dial. What this foundation has done over the years, you cannot put into words to give you an idea of what you're involved with here tonight. So doctor, on behalf of everyone around the world, I thank you for your efforts over the last number of decades. Thank you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the stage the reason we are here tonight, the head of the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation, the tip of the spear, Dr. Samuel Waxman.
So please listen up, folks. I have a couple of thank yous. We want to go through this quickly because we are here to have a good party. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we'd like your attention and participation. We're closing down food and drink just a little bit. So it's a small room this year, so we all should be able to get together and pay some attention. So bear with me. My first responsibility is to thank our sponsors. And our sponsors are AmTrust, Title, Williams-Sonoma, and Bridgehampton, Pottery Barn, Southampton, Hamptons Magazine, The Independent, and get this one, Keith's Nervous Breakdown, Ultra Premium Margarita Mix. I recommend it. Also, I want to thank the wonderful performers out there, the National Circus Project, for entertaining our guests. And there'll be a few more acknowledgments as we go along, but the first thing I'd like to do at this point is tell you all about 2 months ago, we have got on team and an extraordinarily effective executive director who's going to really take this foundation to the next level. Work closely with me. His name is Bill Sullivan, and I wanted to bring Bill Sullivan up for a moment just to say a few words. Hey, Bill.
Thanks so much, Doc, and thanks for your attention. And I just want to thank all the individuals and the companies that were so generous here tonight to make tonight's event so successful. I'd like to acknowledge the hardworking committee who made all year long and to make this event possible. And I'd like to thank the committee out loud, Karen Amster-Young, Chris Alotta, Jake Croman, Erica Linden Feinberg, Jacob French, Jessica McInsipro, Jennifer Saffron Miles, and Jake Todd. Nice round of applause for our committee. I also want to thank all our amazing chefs and the restaurants and the wine and spirits companies, the vendors and suppliers who donated their time, talent, and their products and under the superb direction of Chef Rob, Dean, and Amanda of Great Performances. Nice round of applause for them. And I also want to thank our event producer, Robin Lathrop, who put this evening together in every way to make the party a truly amazing experience. Thank you, Robin. And I know he's here tonight, our chairman of the board tonight. Our chairman of the board tonight is here, Michael and his lovely wife, Ellen Nuremberg, right over there. Thank you. Give them a round of applause. He gives us superb leadership year round. My staff who worked so diligently on this, Rachel Kramer here, Edgar Trinidad, and special thanks to the event coordinator tonight, Bridget Stein. And special thanks to Narina Barbella for her help in securing our special entertainment. We are most grateful to you for your pro bono help. Thank you, Narina. And continually to our master of ceremonies, who for so many years, Chris Raggi, has been our loyal friend and our supporter. And now it is my indeed pleasure to invite our founding chairman of this event and the lovely Marion Waxman to the stage. Marion, where are you? And for 13 years, she has given her service and her leadership to this event, and I'd like to present a special presentation to Marion. First of all, Marion is a lover of flowers. She called me earlier today, and she was concerned about one thing, the flowers. And so, Marion, thank you. And we have a little gift for you, Marion, as well, that you can take with you here, and I'll put it down here. And I know Marion has a few words to say, and then you also have something to present. Ladies and gentlemen, our founding chairman and tonight's chairman of the event, Marion Waxman.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. And thank you so much for joining us for our 13th annual Hampton Happening. It's so great to see so many faces year after year, and we really appreciate your support. And as you know, this event is never a success without all of you, so I'd like you all to know how much we appreciate it. And at this time, I'd love to present a special gift to Maria and Ken Fischel, whose generosity and gracious support gives us this beautiful venue year after year. Ken serves on our board, and Maria, his partner, is always there for us for everything. So please welcome them, and we thank you so much on behalf of the foundation and on behalf of ourselves. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
So I want to say, I want to carry on what Chris just said. Chris just said that he thanks God for not having cancer to him and his wife. Now listen up, this is really an important message. They have a 1 year old, almost. Third Christopher? Yeah. Anyhow, happy birthday to Christopher. What we should all know, cancer is not going away. Cancer really is going to be more prevalent, unfortunately, in his son's life than in my life. The longer you live, the better chance you're going to get cancer. It's a horrible idea, but it's a fact. That's what we are working on right now. The foundation has organized an international program to bring the best minds together, working with the National Institutes of Health, and other foundations, and hopefully people like yourself. We want to find out why people get cancer as they get older. And that means somebody at 40 is now at the higher risk level. Think of it, a next generation that's going to live to be 90 or so will have a much longer exposure to get it. So our goal is to develop an international program, and I'm going to be doing that with my colleagues in China, and I'm hoping that tonight you'll be able to see yourselves in some way involved in this partnership. One of the things we'll be doing is we'll be talking about how we're going to do this. Very quickly, the foundation itself has a brain trust of 30 fantastic scientists that we've been working together with over these years, and we formed an Institute Without Walls, and they collaborate intensively, bringing in their labs from many different places. Our goal is to get this underwritten over the next few years and take the additional money, bringing more folks, getting governments more involved, and really taking on this collaboration of how we're going to deal with the problem of our grandkids and their kids having a better chance of getting cancer than me. So think about it that way, and I hope you'll have an opportunity to participate in the next 20 minutes or 10 minutes to go through a couple of items. Chris?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Waxman. Thank you, Doctor. Before we begin our entertainment this evening, and of course our auction portion, we want to welcome a very special guest to the stage, someone who is very important to the foundation right now, and someone who you will all recognize. If you please put your hands together when I bring Anne to the stage. She is a longtime radio and TV host. Sam Liguori is just a friend to so many, a sports commentator, an author, and the host of sports interviews. I know you've seen and heard her for many years, and she's here to announce the launch of a research grant for ovarian cancer, and she has made a very generous donation to the foundation, and we are so proud and so honored to have her with us here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Anne Liguori.
Giving that to Chris, who I see at all these celebrity golf tournaments all over the country. I'm so delighted to be here, and I'm so honored that we have established the Anne Liguori Foundation. We do one charity golf tournament every year, and it's out here in the Hamptons at all our prestigious golf courses. It's so amazing to golf out here. And from that one event, we raised enough money to make a generous contribution to a number of organizations that work in the field of cancer research and cancer prevention. And so Sam and I got together, and Sam said, we need to really collaborate on a grant to deal with ovarian cancer. All of us, sadly, have been affected. We know people who have dealt with this terrible disease, and I personally have lost my dad to cancer and cousins to cancer, and it's sad. So we really want to do everything we can to help support these researchers, right? Sandra White, here, come on out here. Because this man is amazing, the work he does, and all the people that he impacts. And so without further ado, I would like to present this check to the Sandra Waxman Cancer Research Foundation, and I'm so delighted that we can collaborate, because collaboration is the key word here, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam. And I'm so honored to be a little part of this, because what you do and what your team and your foundation and Marianne and what you've all done here is just unbelievable.
Thanks very much, Anne. So this is an example of what we're trying to do in the next few minutes. We get other people to join a collaboration for a cancer collaboration cure. And it will go to many different types of cancer. This one is going to go to a scientist who happens to be working on ovarian cancer. We have scientists working on every other form of cancer. So thank you, Anne.
Once again, Anne, thank you very much.